Tensions are high at the North Carolina General Assembly. House Democrats want to hold the line on sustaining Governor Roy Cooper's budget veto. Republicans in the GOP-controlled chamber are trying to persuade enough Democrats to cross party lines and vote for an override. As Rusty Jacobs reports, one fifth-term representative is standing at the eye of the political storm.
Billy Richardson has a distinct rasp to his voice. That voice plus reddened eyes and a ruddy complexion give the Cumberland County Democrat an air of weariness.
I've been talking to everybody until I blew in the face, and I'm going to keep doing that.
Richardson is surrounded by a gaggle of reporters asking him if it's true that he's been whipping up Democratic votes in support of a veto override.
No, I have two jobs as a representative. One is to represent the people and interests of my district. And, yeah, I'll negotiate on behalf of the people in my district because I live in a district that's in sore need of many things.
Richardson has many concerns. He's unhappy with how the Cooper administration has handled protecting his district from industrial pollution. The State Department of Environmental Quality has entered a court-sanctioned agreement with Chemours. It requires the chemical manufacturer to reduce emissions of the emerging contaminant GenX and to pay for protecting drinking water. Residential wells in Cumberland County have been tainted by GenX. But Richardson says the Chemours plant should be shut down and its executives held accountable. Does that mean Richardson will join Republicans in overriding Cooper's budget veto? Not necessarily. But Richardson doesn't want to talk about the budget battle. He wants to talk about bigger problems, like education and a changing economy.
Teachers having to work two jobs rather than doing lesson plans, and we're still in an agrarian model of education in an information age? You know, am I crazy or is there something seriously wrong here?
He wants state leaders to hold summits on those issues. He also wants to address infrastructure needs and to figure out what to do about a gas tax-funded transportation system with electric cars on the rise. But is it true that the Republican leadership is offering to move the State Department of Health and Human Services headquarters to Richardson's district?
Well, if it is, I'm going to look at it because, you know, I've got a county that needs jobs.
Richardson wouldn't say how he'll vote, but he insists he has a responsibility to act in the best interest of his constituents and the people of the state. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.